Good morning, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Mellanox earnings call concerning the results of the second quarter of 2026. I would like to point out that for those who need simultaneous translation, the tool is available on the platform. To use it, you have to click on the button Interpretation, the globe icon at the bottom of the screen, and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those who will listen to this teleconference in English, there is an option available to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on Mute Original Audio button. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and will be made available on the company's website, ri.mellanox.com.br, where the complete material concerning this earnings call will be available. It is also possible to download this presentation by way of the chat icon in both Portuguese and English. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones on mute. Following that, we will begin the Q&A session. To ask questions, click on the raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must accept it to ask your question. We would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Mellanox business prospects, as well as its operating financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management and on information currently available. Forward-looking considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Mellanox's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these future considerations. Here with us today are the chief executives of the company, Mr. Leandro Mellanox, CEO, Mr. Juliano Mellanox, CFO, and Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Joelson Boeira, Administrative and Investor Relations Director. I will now give the floor to Mr. Juliano Mellanox. Good morning. I would like to thank everyone for attending Mellanox's earnings call for the second quarter of 2026. First, let's go through the quarter's highlights on slide 3 of this presentation. In the box on the left-hand side of this slide, we present 115 million reais in net launches in the quarter and 328 million reais in net launches in the first half year. In the next box, we highlight 108 million reais in net sales in the quarter and 408 million reais in net sales in the first half year. In the box to the right of this slide, we highlight the gross margin, excluding financing, of 30.9% in the quarter, with an increase of 1.1% compared to the same period of previous year. Net income of 34 million reais in the quarter and a net margin of 18.6%, which is an increase of 3.8% compared to the second quarter of 2025. Moving on to slide 4. We observe the 122 million reais in gross PSV launched in the quarter, of which 114 million is the net amount referring to the launch of the second phase of Square Garden project in Porto Alegre. In the first half year, we launched the 370 million reais in gross PSV and 328 million reais in net PSV. On slide number 5, we have an image of Square Garden, a complex with 3 residential towers on top of a food hall with almost 5,000 square meters, located on one of the main corners of the city, and it is currently 53% sold. Let us now move on to slide 6, where we address the company's net sales. In the graph on the left-hand side, we can see that SOS of launches in the quarter was 15%. While the SOS of inventory was 7%, which means an average SOS of 7% in the quarter. We made 108 million reais in net sales, of which 90 million was from inventory sales and 18 million reais from sales of launches. in the pie chart on the top right-hand corner of this slide, we present the breakdown in sales by business unit, where 68% of sales were concentrated in our development unit and the remaining 32% in OPEN, our Minha Casa Minha Vida unit. Finally, in the bar graph on the bottom right-hand corner of this slide, when we look at the projects that will be delivered this year, 81% of the units have already been sold. With the entire second half of the year still ahead of us, reduce the remaining 19%. On the next slide, number 7, in the chart on the left, we can see the company's deliveries, where in the first half year, 553 million reais of SV was delivered, 530 million reais of which in this quarter alone, distributed among 6 deliveries. On the right-hand side of this slide, we bring you some information about our operating capacity. We currently have 20 active construction sites, 14 in our development unit, 3 in our Urbanizadora unit, and 3 in our open Minha Casa Minha Vida unit, for a total of nearly 4,500 units under construction. On the 8th slide, we break down the 6 deliveries of the quarter, which are 87% sold on average. We highlight the 3 deliveries of the Milo Square complex with a hotel, compact and commercial units, 2 high-end towers, and a shopping mall on the first floor. It is one of the largest PSVs ever delivered by the company, and it's a commercial success. In slide 9, we break down the company's inventory by year of completion. To facilitate the understanding of the company's finished inventory, the box on the left-hand side of this slide shows a donut chart that highlights the inventory of launches prior to 2020, composed mostly of commercial units, which make up 89% of the inventory of this group, which amounts to 102 million reais. In the bar chart, in the same box, we can see that we currently had 1.291 billion reais in inventory, excluding the inventory launched prior to 2020. Out of the total inventory, only 11% of it, 149 million, is finished inventory from after 2020. Of the remaining inventory, 33 million of it will be completed by the end of 2026. In the graph, on the top right-hand corner, we break down the composition of our finished inventory worth 251 million reais, of which only 30 million is in Urbanizadora, 117 million is residential, and 3 million of it is leased. The oldest and least liquid inventory, the commercial units corresponding to office space, stores, and hotels, amounts to 104 million reais, of which 44 million is leased or is from hotel units. It is worth noting that 29% increase in the finished inventory in the quarter is due to the high volume of deliveries that happened in this quarter. At the bottom of this slide, we demonstrate the decrease in the company's finished inventory in recent years. It was represented 30% of total inventory and now represents 18%, largely coming from our reversible lease strategy. In the next slide, number 10, we discuss our land bank. In the box on the left-hand side of this slide, we see that currently we have 4.6 billion reais in total PSV, 3.2 billion of which is Melnick's share, distributed in 26 plots or phases. Of these, about 24% have already been approved. In the next box, we show the composition of our land bank, where approximately half of it is in our development unit. In slide 11, where we present the company's financial indicators, we can see in the graph on the top left-hand corner that net revenue in the quarter was 271 million reais. In the first half year, net revenue was 591 million, a 5% increase when compared to the same period of previous year. In the chart on the right, we have the gross profit for the quarter of 67 million, with a gross margin excluding financing to production of 30.9%. In the first half year, gross profit was 145 million, a 4% growth when compared to the first half of 2025, with the margin growing 0.8%. At the bottom of this slide, we show our net income of 34 million reais in the quarter and net margin before minorities interest of 18.6%. In the first half year, net income reached 59 million reais, a 12% increase when compared to the same period last year, with a 1.9% margin gain. In slide 12, where we demonstrate our capital structure, in the table on the left-hand side of the slide, we ended the quarter with a net debt of 492 million reais, translated into a gross debt of 818 million reais, mostly to finance the projects under construction, and a total cash position of 326 million. Currently, total shareholders' equity is approximately 1.221 billion reais, and our capital structure represents a net debt to equity ratio of 40.3%. We highlight in the box below our consolidated cash position of 226 million and the profile of our debt, in which roughly 64% goes to financing production. In the quarter, the company had an operating cash burn of 39.6 million reais, of which approximately 25 million was directed to purchase of land. Thank you for everyone's attention. I would like to give the floor to Leandro, the company CEO, for his final remarks, and then we will open for the Q&A session. Good morning. I would like to continue our earnings call, explaining the evolution of our operating strategy. Historically, Melnyk operates in the upper medium, upper, and luxury segments in Porto Alegre. A few years ago, we began to study intensively a way to diversify our operations. As a first effort, about 4 years ago, we launched some small projects in the affordable segment, the only segment in which we did not yet operate in the Porto Alegre region. Our intention was to test this market and slowly and gradually learn how to operate in it and get through the learning curve with low risk. You can follow these figures on page 14. After a few launches, we decided last year to take another important step in this journey. We created a company to operate exclusively in the affordable segment with our own brand, Open, and a dedicated team. Results came quickly. We went from 71 million reais of PSV launched in 2024 to 196 million in 2025. Focusing on projects in Band 3 of Minha Casa Minha Vida program, where we see a relevant and profitable market for Melnyk to position itself. Commercially, these launches were very successful, which proves that our initial thesis was correct. To continue this journey, we recently brought in Renee, a highly experienced executive, recognized for her competence, who arrives at Open with a very relevant background in this segment. The combination of our ability to create new businesses, the knowledge we have of the southern region market, and Renee's experience gives us confidence that Open will have a very positive trajectory in coming years. If Open represents our diversification by segment, Melnyk Partners represents our geographic diversification. Melnyk Partners is a real estate investment partnership company, which also started in Porto Alegre approximately 4 years ago, testing the thesis with low risk before any major movement. To overcome this learning curve successfully, we structured the entry into the markets of São Paulo and Florianópolis through a model of investing in projects of the highest standard and extremely well-located plots. Each partnership has its particularities, but they all respect some concepts of our business model. Traditional partners with a proven track record and high capacity to integrate quality and operating safety, contractual protection, and very judicious investments exclusively in land that allows for the development of projects that are highly desired by the market and so greatly reducing commercial risks. On slide 15, we show five projects already underway, two of which have already been launched. It is important to analyze the location and size of these lots, which allows us to develop high quality and unique projects. In this model, our partners are responsible for the day-to-day operation, which provides operating security, while our expertise adds control and value to the invested businesses. On slide 16, we highlight our businesses in the state of Santa Catarina. The lot on Jurerê Beach is a rare, large area asset which enabled a significant PSV. We invited Dimas, a traditional and very well-structured company in Florianópolis, to be our local partner. It is a project with the potential to generate a great impact for our entry into the capital city of Santa Catarina. Still in Santa Catarina, we introduce you to Otempo, where Melnick participates as a consultant. It is a unique luxury development with a huge PSV, which brings together in a project signed by Norman Foster, a residential project, and an Emiliano Hotel. It is certainly a future landmark for the region of the Praia Brava, close to Balneário Camboriú. Acting only as consultants guarantees relevant revenue for the company without exposing Melnick to the risk of developing in a region where we still do not have depth of knowledge of the real estate market. The practical result of this diversification strategy is that we have today in Rio Grande do Sul, including the affordable segment to our portfolio through Oakland, and we gain the capacity, the optionality to allocate our capital in high-end projects that are well located in São Paulo and Florianópolis. Over time, this diversification will provide us with the choice of capital allocation, which will certainly mean better results for our shareholders. From the point of view of financial structure, Melnick has always been guided by being conservative, solid, and unleveraged, prioritizing the highest profitability for our shareholders. This discipline has translated into a policy of intense dividend payout in recent years, with virtually 100% of profit paid out. Last year, we had an additional increase in earnings generated to our shareholders through capital reduction. It was precisely this solidity that has given us room to fund the investments needed for the diversification movement that we explain here. Investments in the purchase of land have increased our leverage, with corporate debt reaching 16% of shareholders' equity, and have added to production financing a total debt of approximately 40% of shareholders' equity. Even though these levels of leverage are still healthy, starting next year, this situation will begin to move back to the company's traditional capital structure, which is based on low leverage. We should see in our figures the return on investments made, the increase in the results from Open, which when added to the maintenance of the results from the launches in Porto Alegre, should increase our results and start a deleveraging curve. Our cash position should further be reinforced by a relevant volume of projects to be delivered in future quarters. And so we have concluded the initial investment cycle that allowed for the diversification of the company's operations, maintaining our strategy of being a solid company with a long-term vision and focused on the highest return for our shareholders. Lastly, I would like to thank everyone for their presence and for their continued trust in Melnick. Thank you. We'll now begin our Q&A session. Remember that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate it to ask your question. Let us now proceed. Our first question comes from Ivo from XP. You may now proceed. Hello. Thank you for taking my question. I would like to understand how you see the situation of banks. We see Caixa Econômica squeezing, shutting down the faucet a little bit more in terms of credit. How you see this behavior in June and July? If you see this affecting your affordable income segment or other income segments? And how the private banks are behaving, if you notice any change in behavior? And in the affordable segment, I would like to understand what's your end game in terms of size of operation, PSD, what you see looking forward. Good morning, Igor. Thank you for your question. In the beginning, both Caixa Econômica and other banks, we are in the next situation as previous quarters. There's nothing different now, at least for us in here in Rio Grande do Sul. In relation to private banks, it's the same situation. The credit is squeezing, but we still have partners that are following through with their operations. And on our side, everything is stable. And Leandro will answer your second question. Igor, good morning. Open's vision in a strategic way to complement these results, the explanation that we gave is that we started a cycle of growth, and the size of this growth will be based on the way we understand the market to be able to absorb this and our operating capacity. So it reinforces the René entering our team reinforces it. And Melnick has a functional structure that's always conservative. And we will not speed up too much in this segment, even though market conditions are favorable as we see them. We see this in the South. It's important to note that our knowledge in the Southern region market is open to all analysts. It's a market that was much less offered in the affordable segment through Minha Casa, Minha Vida, especially in Band 3, due to a series of structural issues. The population, the market in Porto Alegre and region did not have the same kind of offer other regions had. And we do not have in the South, the companies that great size operations that operate in this segment. So 200 million reais was our operation last year. We had great results. So we have a growth journey without determining the speed of this growth. We have a very positive view that Melnick will be able to use its strength to generate very qualified projects in this affordable segment. And as I mentioned, structurally, it's a company that was much less offered, has been much less offered in these last 10 years than other places. So we think it's reasonable to expect in coming quarters that these numbers increase and become more relevant. But without determining the exact pace we will follow. It's very clear. Thank you. Have a good day. Our next question comes from Juliana Veiga, Itaú BBA. Juliana, you may proceed. Good morning. I have two questions on my side here. The first one is concerning the launches pipeline. When we look at the market, it was mentioned in the previous question, we see a more challenging market for the middle income and more favorable for the lower income. We'd like to understand how you see the composition of pipeline looking forward between Melnick and Open, and how much you have been revisiting this pipeline in terms of expectations of changes in it. My second question is a little more detail on your expectations for cash generation this year and how it will impact your payout expectations or dividend payout. Thank you for your question. Let's begin with the launches and cash generation. Because Melnyk is operating in different segments, it gives us the opportunity to allocate capital in a more intelligent way and notice how the market is absorbing it. So it's reasonable to expect that Open will increase its participation in future quarters, not just the second quarter of this year, but we are looking forward in coming quarters. We know that in the real estate market, movements occur in mid and long-term price. And within the high end, we are concentrating launches in the very high end luxury segment, which is a different performance from São Paulo. It doesn't have a very concentrated offer in this high end segment. Our figures are a reflection of the year. We had launches predicted in a higher volume for the second and third quarters in the middle and upper middle income, which we understand that the market nowadays, because of the high interest rate, makes it more difficult. It's not such a positive moment to absorb these launches. It was land acquired through swaps, so without a carryover cost. So we were in a position to manage this and hold off on these launches in the middle income and concentrate in the high end and luxury. For the year, we will have a similar volume to previous years in the high end, but with a more concentration in the fourth quarter in these projects in the very high end luxury segments. Regarding cash generation, I will make a few remarks. I will talk about a more strategic issue. We had a movement that I explained in this past 12 to 18 months of work in which we diversified our operations, moving out of Porto Alegre, and going especially through Melnyk Partners, which is a partnership in São Paulo and in Santa Catarina. So as we showed in the presentation, we had some very important projects. And this implied in an increase in cash burn. And in this movement, we increased it, and we see in the second quarter. So we are planning to, in the second half of the year, to not have such a high cash burn. And starting next year, we'll probably go into a very important cycle of cash generation. And dividends, and then we'll be impacted by this because we see these curves that we are still not, so we're still learning. So we are going to match this strategy that we are communicating now of not increasing cash burn starting the second half year and decrease our leverage. And depending on operating movements, we are going to adjust the dividend payout to respond to this behavior. Another important point in cash generation that affects these two issues is that in the next quarters, we have very important deliveries from projects that have sold very well, which generate a very positive cash. And to exploit two other themes, our margins, our gross margins have grown because the projects we have been delivering are projects that have a higher gross margin than the average of our inventory. And just to complement the answer, but focus more on sales, I think it's important when we look at Melnick Day, which is a moment for sales that's very important. When you compare this year with last year, they happen in different quarters. So when you compare a more comparable way in terms of sales of our second quarter is the third quarter of last year. And we have very similar sales in terms of inventory in this quarter, in the third quarter of last year, were the sales of launches because we had fewer launches. So we see a quarter post Melnick Day in terms of volume of sales that's very similar to last year when Melnick Day happened. Thank you. I'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. Our next question comes from José Irineo, investor. He asks two questions. After the impact of the floods in 2024 that affected work, construction, costs, does the company see this as an overcome situation? The second question, the reconstruction and the recovery of the real estate market in Rio Grande do Sul has already brought some positive effect for Melnick in terms of demand and new opportunities for projects. Hello, José. Thank you for your question. There are some subtopics here. The market in terms of the consumption of real estate projects because of the flood has already been overcome. Of course, the impact of the flood happened, but the state was able to overcome this. And we are influenced by the same structural situation that affect the whole country, high interest rates. It impacts the southern region. But concerning the flood itself, it's already in the past. But we have some important effects, as for example, the location of some projects. There's a very important situation here, a movement in the state, where we see some high consumption in some projects that sold a lot of inventory. And projects in high demand nowadays are in regions that were not flooded. So this favors us because the land that Melnick owns are in regions that were not flooded. And there are important issues that are related to the flood. But the second part I commented, the market itself has already put this issue in the past. For Melnick, it's important to mention relation to the market, which is a consequence of the flood. The number of companies with the economic, with a solid and growing economic capacity in our market in Rio Grande do Sul is lower than in other regions, which makes the number of the launches to be regulated because the market is not consuming, so the company are launching less projects with certain types, and this makes a difference with markets in other regions where we see an exaggeration of launches in some segments. So this difficulty in the southern market decreased the number of launches, which left the inventory at a healthy level. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your name, your question to join the queue. This Q&A session is now closed. Mellnik's earnings call concerning the results of the second quarter of 2026 is now concluded. The investor relations department is at your disposal to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you all for attending this earnings call, and we wish you a good day.